Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special. Use my promo code USA.
Fox News Channel wraps up another quarter as the most watched network on cable. Here's more from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Fox running its streak in total day to 11 consecutive quarters at number one. It was also the most watched basic cable network in prime time for the quarter. MSNBC was the second most popular. In the 25 to 54 demo for individual shows, MSNBC's Rachel Maddow beat out Sean Hannity's FNC program in quarter one, as Maddow drew 549,000 viewers in the key news demo on average, as compared to Hannity's 547,000. In the total viewer slot, though, Hannity was number one in the quarter with 3.12 million, watching him to Maddow's 3.05 mil. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke to families of citizens being held captive abroad. John Clemens reports.
Mr. Pompeo said the U.S. is doing all it can for the safe release of their loved ones. He warned against paying ransom for their release.
As we move in that direction, we create risk. Indeed, we know that there are nations that take Americans less because there's less money coming from America.
Mr. Pompeo also stressed what terrorists would do with that ransom money.
Any payment to a terrorist or a terrorist regime gives money so that they can seize more of our people. We cannot accept that risk. You wouldn't ask that of us.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success. This is America's program that introduces you to our country's outstanding entrepreneurs, CEOs, and members of the prestigious Forbes 400 list, and where they share with you their personal journeys of overcoming obstacles and setbacks to make it to the top. I'm John Resnick, and I thank you for sharing part of your day with us. Well, folks, when you hear the words entertainment business, show business, music business, most people think of the finished product, the entertainment, the show, or the music of their favorite acts. Yet, that finished product only represents really the tip of the iceberg. What's rarely ever seen is the enormous army of talented people behind the scenes making it all happen. And the massive amounts of time, sacrifice, expense, and risk for a very fortunate few to actually become successful. Now, if you wade into the middle, into the center of all this madness,
you'll find perhaps the single most important catalyst, and that's the talent manager, who is the glue that keeps everything running successfully. And folks, sooner or later, all pressures from all facets will fall on the shoulders of that manager. Well, today, we're privileged to have one of the world's most successful talent managers of all time with us. Doc McGee is the business brains behind such acts as Bon Jovi, Kiss, Motley Crue. What a privilege it is to have Doc with us. Doc, welcome to Legends of Success.
Oh, well, thank you, John. That's quite an introduction, by the way.
Well, you've earned it. You've certainly earned it, Doc. Did I say anything that wasn't true?
I don't hear that very often, but that's very nice to hear.
Well, and that's another thing, you know, and I mean this, folks, is that the behind the scenes, before Doc and I came on the air today, I was speaking with him, and he says, John, I really do interviews because I don't want to be in the forefront. Doc, it's true that great managers really are behind the scenes, but you never get the credit you deserve.
Well, I think we get the credit we deserve. It's just that, you know, we don't, there's the way we get credit is by our ex becoming successful, mm-hmm. and by our visions and their visions coming together and actually, you know, doing something, you know, making you know, history in some sense, and you know, a longevity artist of 30, 35 years. That's really what the success factor is. Nobody has to really, you know, give you stuff that you deserve. What you deserve is you worked hard, you made a lot of money, you made people very successful.
Well, and also, I mean, you know, and I'm not trying to patronize you here, Doc, but you have to have multifaceted talents, not only in business, but in vision, but you almost got to be a shrink, a psychologist. I mean, just as an overview, share some of the aspects of your job. It's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week job, am I right?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, personal management is different because it encompasses every facet of an entertainer or individual's life. So, you know, we run all their marketing, their promotions, all their branding techniques, all their record company deals, their publishing deals, their touring, their taxes, their you name it, we do it. It's kind of like, no, I mean, it's personal management. You deal with every aspect of the artist.
Well, and not only that, if they need you 3 a.m, who's got to be there? You.
Well, of course. I mean, that's all part of, on top of all the business side, you know, you are basically their best friend, their confidant, their person that they believe in to give them the guidance. And when they have a problem, whether it's personal or business, you got to be there for it.
Doc, when you look at the entertainment business, and as I mentioned, you know, the finished product, you know, as you well know, is the tip of the iceberg, and there's such an enormous amount of energy and risk and time for only a small handful to make it. Well, that's the same not only as artists but for talent managers. What differentiates Doc McGee? And in other words, what are the attributes that you have that have differentiated you from others to continue to be such a successful legend in your arena?
You know, I don't know what that is. I guess it's almost like, you know, when you see a really great artist that, you know, he doesn't really understand why he's so, you know, a Darius Rucker.
Sure.
We have. He is not only probably the most talented artist I've ever worked with. He's so talented.
Wow.
But his whole concept of life is just that way, and that's why he's so endearing, and that's why people love him. But he doesn't try to do it. It comes really natural to him. Mm-hmm. And that's really what happens in my life. You know, my whole thing is all we can do is try to teach people to get through their life in the most endearing way, as far as, you know, we have a model called you have to give love to get love.
Mm-hmm.
And it's truly, you have to be that person that is not about entitlement, it's about hard work. You know, it's, you know, we always say our artists, when they're young, they'll play pay toilets and use their own change. and things that
sure.
And, you know, and the models of if it's worth doing, it's worth overdoing.
Isn't that
so? All those things are just, you know, there's a saying called, you aspire to be what you desire to appear.
Wow. Again, please?
is that you aspire to be what you desire to appear.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I didn't make this up. Socrates said it thousands of years ago.
Well, you have a good memory.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Kiss played the first date for him. actually what it means is if you want people to look at you a certain way, you have to live your life that way.
Mm.
And life's not an event. It's a way of life.
Wow.
So that the closer you can get people to fall into that kind of a model of life, the better chances you have to succeed.
Outstanding. And folks, that doesn't, for our young students that are listening, I think we've got about 8 universities, Doc, that are using our interviews as teaching materials now. Doc's not just referring to the entertainment business. This is any facet in life. Am I correct, Doc?
Absolutely. This is how you become successful. Mm. I didn't know I would be in the music business. I knew I would be successful. I just didn't know it was going to be this line of work.
Yeah, that's absolutely incredible. We're going to take you back to the beginning, but Doc, am I correct in our calculations and what we've been researching here that your acts that you've represented, I mean, you're talking about a sales of over 250 million albums worldwide.
Actually, it's more over 450 million records.
But probably changes by the day.
Yeah, no, I mean, it changed, but you know, it's been a long career too.
it's been a
great ride. We have sold a lot of records around the world.
That's absolutely amazing. Do you ever get some jealousy from one band over the other? Because you've got some really, you've got some top names you represent simultaneously. Do you ever get a little jealousy in one or the other?
Listen, I believe that in any sense, there's a competitiveness between people who try to become successful, and whether or not you're in the same law firm or whether you're in the same accounting firm or car dealership or whatever, there's competition between the people that work in the same field.
Absolutely.
So with that, yes, you get, you know, you're the father figure, and how much time you spend with each child is important. You know, so there's a little bit of it. I think that at the end of the day, each one of them would come to each other's aid in a minute.
That's great. That's awesome. And as you look back, is there any one single attribute? And we get back from this upcoming break, folks. We're going to go back and see where Doc comes from. But, Doc, is there one single common thread that all your acts, successful acts, possess?
Oh, absolutely. There's no substitute for hard work.
Yeah. The work ethic must be absolutely amazing.
It absolutely has to be there.
This is John Resnick. We are so honored to have Doc McGee, one of the world's great talent managers, with us on Legends of Success. We'll be back right after this.
American investors lost $3.7 trillion of net worth in the fourth quarter of 2018. When your portfolio's value decreases right before or early in your retirement, it can have a crippling effect. It's called sequence of returns risk, and it's a risk you simply cannot afford. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we're on a mission to help hardworking Americans transform their hard-earned savings into steady, predictable retirement income. Call now for free, no-obligation information to help you get started on your way to steady, predictable retirement income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Let's transform that risk into income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick, and we're visiting with Doc McGee, literally one of history's greatest talent managers. And, folks, it's not just that simple that you go out and find a great band and say, I think I'm going to get them signed, and you become successful. Doc, I guess you almost have to be – you have to know accounting. You have to know law. You have to know how to negotiate business. You got to be a visionary. I mean, you have to have so many facets to keep all this together. Am I correct?
Absolutely. It's, you know, it's an all-encompassing job. You know, so it's you have to be part of because you're in charge of all those facets of an artist.
Mm-hmm.
So it's it gets to be a little overwhelming at times, but you know, it's manageable by for sure.
Sure, absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about Doc. I mean, we know you've represented some of the greatest acts in the world, but where do you come from? Where'd you grow up? And what was life like as a kid, Doc?
Well, I mean, I grew up outside of Chicago, south side of Chicago, in Palos Park, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And grew up with a family of six, and, you know, my parents, there was eight of us. And we had, you know, one bathroom, one phone, and,
wow.
And it had everything we ever wanted. We just didn't know that we didn't have anything, so it was great. And, you know, we grew up and played sports, played guitar in a band, and pretty much that's where I got hooked on music. You know, and seeing the Beatles, growing up with the Beatles, it was just a great time for music and expression, and that's when I kind of, you know, felt that's what I wanted to do. And as life comes at you, you know, you get on the treadmill of life, you start trying to find your path.
Sure.
And so I got out of the Army and went back to college and decided that wasn't for me and headed down to Florida because I hated the cold in Chicago and was a waiter at Lum's Restaurant.
You're kidding.
No, just serving hot dogs and stuff. And at night, after after I would serve dogs and stuff,
mm-hmm.
I would then go to a studio and play guitar and fool around with a bunch of musicians. And that's where I met different clients. My first client actually was Barry Mraz out of Chicago,
mm-hmm.
who was an engineer producer. And he thought I was smart and talked well. And so he asked me if I would help him and help represent him. And so over a very short period of time, he ended up producing the Styx records and all the Ohio Players.
Wow.
And all that stuff.
Wow.
And was a very, very successful producer and very a visionary.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I put together this band of two guys from the Average White Band, Hamish Stewart and Steve Ferrone and Phyllis Hyman and the Brecker Brothers and David Sanborn. And,
oh, boy.
And Lamont Johnson and Sandy Tirano and Howard Johnson in a band called Night Flight,
mm-hmm.
For actually a movie thing that didn't happen, but then the record hit, and that was a big success.
Oh, boy.
So So as that's, and this all happened within a year.
And how old were you at this point?
I was 24.
Wow. So life comes at you fast, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
And so what happened? How did you handle this newfound success? Did it scare you at all? I mean, handling all the responsibility?
Well, yeah, because you really didn't know what you're doing, but you never know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody thinks they know what they're doing, duck, because they'll get hit in the back of the head. I'll tell you.
Good piece of advice.
I learned every day.
Wow.
Every single day by listening. And you learn more by listening than talking, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that said, I went to New York. I was down in Florida, went to New York, and hooked up with Rick Stevens from Polydor Records.
Wow.
And Rick and I signed James Brown and Isaac Hayes and Mink DeVille and just a cast of R&B because that's what we really liked was R&B.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, so we managed James and Isaac and stuff for about 3 years. And in 1978... 79 from my first rock band, which was the Pat Travers Band.
Sure.
And so Boom Boom Out Goes the Lights was, you know, huge.
Amazing. Well, how difficult was it to handle James Brown? I heard he was a character.
Well, I'm not sure if I managed him or he managed me. I'm still unsure who managed who.
Still in a fog over that one, huh?
Yeah, I'm still in a fog over that one, but it was a huge learning experience.
Yeah, what's the most important thing is, obviously, I've known a number of people who have known James and worked with him, and
yes,
he's so difficult, it either makes you better or it breaks you.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
And we had, for some reason, he really liked us, and he liked me.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got along really, really well. And we, you know, the main thing is, if you do things for people,
yes,
and they actually see results,
mm-hmm,
they automatically get huge respect for you because you're actually doing things.
Sure, absolutely.
It's when you sit back and you answer the phone and try to manage from, you know, from the feet instead of from the throat,
mm-hmm,
that you get your teeth kicked in.
Do you still see some people doing that today? They try to manage from the office instead of getting up because you've got to go out. You're probably on tour. You're everywhere.
I think that, you know, the key thing is to, you know, you ensure success.
Mm-hmm.
You ensure success because you're there.
Sure.
And people understand that you're there. You may not be doing anything,
mm-hmm,
but it's like the police car sitting on the side of the highway. He's not doing anything,
mm-hmm,
but everybody's slowing down. Everybody's paying attention.
Right.
You know, it's that type of a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And the people like to know that you take the time to come out and spend it with them because it's very important that they know that you understand what it takes to put a show up. You're just not in the office going, okay, route this here, you know what I mean?
Well, and it's so grueling, Doc. So, you know, most people don't know. They look at these rock bands and all the artists and they think, oh, they're just sitting around from fancy hotel. They have no idea how grueling and how difficult and how what a strain it is. So for you to be in there on the front lines with them must mean an awful lot.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, the strain is just because you're out there. But it's an honor and a privilege to go out and
mm-hmm,
to play for people to come and see you every day. And it's not that tough flying in a private jet going.
Yeah.
Nice hotel to nice hotel. So
right at this stage, that, right, but wasn't that way in the beginning?
Oh yeah, the beginning stages. But you know something, that's part of the whole concept of it. It's actually more fun and easier when you're starting than it is when you're flying around in the jets,
mm-hmm,
because back then you had nothing to worry about,
right?
Because nobody had anything.
Yes.
So it wasn't like everybody went, boy, what am I going to do with this $30 I have?
Hey, Bob Dylan said, when you have nothing, you've got nothing to lose.
Exactly, and that's basically the, you know, the whole concept of touring. And then as it gets bigger, things start to fall apart.
Sure.
And start to become a job.
I gotcha.
And so that, and a lot of people can't handle that, you know, that change.
Sure.
And it shouldn't really change for you if you understand that you're supposed to make music and tour and people are supposed to do the right job for you behind the scenes, if you can keep that in your mind that you have those people, and, you know, the manager doesn't try to be the singer, and the singer doesn't try to be the manager.
Absolutely. Somebody once said you never saw Frank Sinatra moving pianos.
No, exactly.
And
so the crews are so important, these guys at work. And they're very close to me. So the crew knows when I come out that I know what's going into the production because I'm there on the production calls.
Sure.
I'm there, and I know how much weight it takes that they can hang and how many trucks they can get in and what that costs and blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
So when they start their tours and then come up with budgets, and they know that I'm on top of it, it's easier for them to do their job.
Absolutely. But at the end of the day, I'm sure you tell each and every one of them, all I want you to do is have fun, be creative, make music,
exactly.
And let me worry about everything else.
Exactly. And we have such a great staff of people.
Do you?
Your brother Scott is an amazing manager. He's dedicated and as committed as anybody I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
All my Melissa and all the people in my L.A. office and Nashville office are truly... I mean, they all have bought into this, they call it Jim Jones drink the punch thing here, but basically, you know, because we don't have hours. Everybody works 24/7.
Right.
And when we don't need them, they get to rest.
The day you have hours, you shouldn't be working.
We got to take a
quick break, Doc. We'll find out a little bit more when we get back about your transition out to Los Angeles and setting up camp.
Cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, Doc McGee is our guest today, legendary talent manager. We'll be right back on Legends of Success.
We're going to do a little party tune for you here. This is an old rhythm and blues boogie-woogie number called Boom Boom, Out Go the Lights. All right. Hey. Okay, now there's an opportunity in this song for us all to do a little shouting out here, okay?
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's something the president is certainly still keeping that option on the table.
That's what White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says about the president's threat to close the U.S.-Mexico border if Mexico doesn't do more to stop the flow of illegal immigrants into the USA. The threat triggering fears from Democrats and Republicans of an economic breakdown. Sanders principally blaming Democrats, though, saying they have long ignored the situation at that border.
It's irresponsible the way that has been ignored by Democrats in Congress, and this president is not going to allow that to continue.
She spoke on Fox and Friends. Pilots of the Ethiopian Airlines jet that crashed, killing all 157 aboard recently, followed all procedures recommended by Boeing, but Ethiopian officials say they still were unable to regain control of that 737 MAX. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
It was insane. I mean, it was as crazy as anything you could imagine, even today.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Hearing the history, the story of Doc McGee and how he actually started, really with nothing, was it, Doc? I mean, you started in the beginning with really zero experience, but a lot of guts and tenacity to build this career of yours.
Well, that's usually what you have to do. And, you know, when everybody goes, well, you started with nothing. Well, you know, most everybody, when you're 18, 19 years old, have nothing.
That's the truth.
So it's pretty easy. We probably all come from the same thing. I wasn't a trust fund baby where my, you know, parents had any money at all. So sure. It was just, but we all started out with nothing. We just started working and finding your path.
Sure.
Trying to find that space on the treadmill.
Well, your earlier days, we're talking about James Brown and a few others, but you eventually in the early 80s migrated to Los Angeles. You really had to be there, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, after, you know, we saw this band on New Year's Eve. It's called New Year's Evil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's
it's funny. Band by the Pacific Center.
Uh-huh.
And it was Motley Crue.
I love it.
And so we went there and saw them, and it was insane. I mean, it was as crazy as it is anything you could imagine,
mm-hmm.
you know, even today. And they were just over the top, not trying to be it. They just, you know, they lived it.
Were they originally financed or managed by some construction guy up in Santa Barbara?
Yeah, actually, you hit it right on the head.
I thought so. My understanding is he had a lot of money, a nice guy, but he had no clue for the industry. I'm not putting him down, just like I probably
don't. No, I mean, that's usually what happens.
Sure, and then guys like you who are very talented come along, and you got to take them to the next level, or else they would have fallen.
See, that's one of the biggest problems in our industry, I believe, in the management industry, is that there's no training for this.
Mm-hmm.
There's no license that you have to have. So, you know, in any profession, especially this one, you have managers and you have damagers.
Oh, well put.
And so I think that, you know, they should start, and we're trying to help start it, that at least you have to work for a McGee Entertainment or Ken Levitant or Q Prime,
mm-hmm.
or a big firm for a period of time before you can actually, you know, handle an artist.
Sure.
Because you truly have, it's so crazy because it's 99.8% failure rate.
Of course.
So, you know, and there's so many great artists out there that may have had an opportunity for success,
mm-hmm.
having competent management.
Well, and the other thing is the labels, well, the way it used to be, I guess it's changed a lot now, but historically, Doc, straighten me out if I'm off base, but they're not about to invest hundreds of thousands or even millions into an act if they don't have competent management. So I guess the smartest thing for a manager with no talent to do is to find the equivalent of a Doc McGee and make a deal.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's really, truly the best way because they have no chance of survival.
When you saw them, is it a natural talent that you have, Doc, managing talent, that you saw a vision of where they're going to go? Did you know that instantly?
You know something, I did. And I, you know, you'd like to say that, you know, yes, you have that eye or ear, you know, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, truly, we're handicappers in the sense that the handicapper goes to the racetrack and he looks at the horse.
Sure.
And he sees the nose and the tail and the way it struts and also looks at the background of it. Who's behind it? Who's the trainer? Who's the jockey?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what farm do they belong to? And then he makes calculated, you know, guesses on where this can go. And so that's basically what we do. We sit there and look at them and see that. Now listen, you didn't have to be a brain surgeon to see 3,000 kids on New Year's Eve going crazy over Motley Crue.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, they did some of the heavy lifting, but. On the other hand, it takes a lot of guts to get them to that next level.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's just a start. But those are the things. Connection is the biggest thing in our business, in the entertainment business, is having artists that connect to people.
Yeah, no question about it. And at the same time you're managing them, you don't want to destroy their creative talents.
No, that's the hardest thing to do, yet to stop the people from killing them.
Sure.
Because everybody wants to be the person that changes them or new direction or change your hair or change your, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So they can have their 2 minutes of fame and say, oh, I did this or I did that.
You know what I could never
get into producers.
I could never figure out these bands, these labels would sign bands, Doc, because they liked him. And then as soon as you get him in, they try to change him. And
oh, my God, we do this all the time.
You go back, there's very few great A&R people like John David Kolodner was or some of these. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you fight them all the time on this, don't you?
Every day.
Still?
Every day still.
Where are they coming
from? Because there's people that put money up believing that they know they have a better mousetrap. Okay, and usually the person that puts the money up has the loudest voice.
Sure. And that's too bad.
So we have to fight with artists. And listen, on the success, on the major success that we've had failures.
Mm-hmm.
We've had people that I believe should have happened,
mm-hmm.
that hasn't. That is devastating to me. That's I probably remember those more than I do all the success factors.
They'll bother you more. They'll have more effect on you, don't they,
Doc? Oh, they do. They it's crazy how that, because that's we're here because we believed in them, and somehow we couldn't make that connection. Somehow we didn't do it, and they didn't do it.
Mm.
And maybe we picked the wrong horse, but I don't think so. I still believe that some of these artists that we have picked that did not go to success, did not go to the rounds, are so talented people, and I talk to all of them all the time.
Wow.
I believe in them.
And maybe it's just timing. Sometimes bands are off timing.
Sometimes it's timing, sometimes it's momentum, sometimes it's there's a combination of everything.
Sure.
When it happens, the stars are aligned. You know, I mean, everything just, the record was effortlessly made.
Right.
I mean, just everything fell in order and it happened. Slippery when wet.
Oh.
Johnny had two other records before Slippery.
That's unbelievable. I want to take a quick break and come back and tell us how you found Bon Jovi. Would you do that for us, Doc?
Sure. Sure.
Folks, Doc McGee, we're so proud to have him today on Legends of Success. Almost forgot the name of my own show. I'm John Resnick. We'll be right back.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening to Legends of Success with John Resnick. For more information, visit John's website at legendsofsuccess.com. Learn about the legends, upcoming guests, get contact information, listen to the best of legends, see photos, and more at legendsofsuccess.com.
Our guest today is Doc McGee. This is John Resnick. You're listening to Legends of Success. Hey, Doc, before we took a break on our last segment, we were talking about how you found Bon Jovi. But before we get to that, I wanted to ask you, probably might be surprised I know this, but you're quite the golfer, aren't you?
Well, I'm not very good, but I like to play a lot.
Yeah, you like to. You played at the Kelly Berrick Pebble Beach Invitational?
Yes, I played that for 20-some years now. Yeah.
I understand you brought along your own chiropractor. How's your back feeling?
Well, you have to bring. I'm surprised you heard all that. But, yeah, no, I bring my own masseuse and chiropractor because I have a bad back for golf. But.
Yeah. Well, reason I bring that up, there's an old friend of mine, you may recall, who was part of the producing and engineering team of REO Speedwagon, Elton John, Fleetwood Mac, Foreigner, Ringo Starr, and he has just called in on our silent line. Dave DeVore, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you remember Doc McGee, Dave?
Absolutely. Who can forget Doc McGee?
Hey,
Doc, how
are
you doing?
Dave.
Yeah, it was great that he had that chiropractor with. I'd just been in a car accident a week or two before that tournament. I was all kinked up, and that guy fixed me in one session. He did it. Unbelievable.
Yeah, he's a healer. That's
he is.
Whatever that means. I don't believe in all that stuff, but it makes my back feel better than I believe in it.
And he had that little stone thing that he attached
that
to
he rubbed,
and he'd touch that and touch you, and he had all this energy going on. It worked for me.
I know. I same way with me. I still use him. He
now
lives about an hour and a half outside of Nashville. And whenever I'm in Nashville, he comes over to the house and he works on me.
Boy, life must be good, guys. I wish I had it that good.
Well, remember what I said, when I'm home, which is never.
Which is rarely ever. I also heard you brought back from Russia a huge tin of the finest caviar that I missed.
Well, we were fortunate. I mean, I went there 46 times setting up the Moscow Music Peace Festival. So you couldn't get anything in Russia but caviar. That's it. So that's the only thing I could bring back. So they would give me pounds of it back.
Well,
awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, Doc McGee is our guest today. Legendary talent manager. We'll be right back on Legends of Success.
Legends of Success with John Resnick.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick, and we're visiting with Doc McGee, one of the great part of the producing teams in history as well, Dave DeVore. Dave and I were talking about Doc McGee stories earlier. Dave is a very good friend of mine for many, many years, and I told him you were coming on. I said, let's just surprise him. He thought the world. But Dave, I wanted to ask you, for the listener's sake, be honest with us here, okay? When I met with Jack Welch, he said the most important attribute to success outside integrity and doing the right thing is differentiation. What differentiates Doc McGee from the rest? Share that with our listeners, would you?
Well, I think he's got so many things that just are perfect for being him. He's ballsy. You don't forget him. He knows what he's doing. He did start really young, so obviously he's got a great history. And he was right. When you do something right and it happens, you want all the cars parked in the parking lot the same way and keep that formula going. He's an artist developer. You know, he sees what's lacking because he has so much history with the groups that are successful, and he can take a group to the next level. Of course, managers usually want to sign these big mega million selling records guys, so they walk right into a successful thing. But he's developed a lot of acts. And he's honest. His honesty and integrity. He's got a great personality. I mean, who wants to hang out with a manager that's a schlump, you know? And Doc's got a lot of personality, a lot of fun to hang around with. So he's got it all going on. He's like a Bill Graham.
Oh, I don't know if that's good or bad. Bill was pretty nuts.
Bill made it happen.
Crazy. Bill was crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I wanted to bring you guys together. I don't know if you've talked in a while. And Dave and I, you and I are old friends. And, Doc, I only saw you a couple times so many years ago hanging out the rainbow in places. But I thought I'd bring you guys together for a moment to say hi.
Hey, good talking to you, Doc. I'll talk to you later.
Good talking to you, Dave.
Let's go back to talk more about your stories, which is our main topic and, of course, our chief guest today, Doc. Bon Jovi, what's the greatest work ethic? What did you enjoy most about working with Bon Jovi? That really helped your life out?
Well, Johnny kind of, me and him kind of hit it off really, really well from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew that I had the vision of, you know, if it's worth doing, it's worth overdoing.
Right.
And so he and I kind of gravitated and put together a lot of the business side of Bon Jovi,
mm-hmm.
in the sense of where he wanted to go. Our visions were the same. So, and he was going to work, and he was going to happen,
mm-hmm.
if it killed both of us.
Wow.
You know, so even though he didn't have instant success like Motley Crue did.
Sure.
You know, or Scorpions or, you know, or Skid Row or those, he was determined to work. And some pretty hard situations. I mean, he lost his girlfriend of, you know, from high school, which was pretty devastating to him.
Mm-hmm.
He later, you know, married her. But the whole road was a pretty hard trip for him for a couple of years before Slippery.
Sure.
And then he just went in to make a fun record, and it was one of those things that the stars were aligned.
Wow.
You know, Johnny was ready to go. He was at his finest mentally. Physically, Richie and him and the band were as tight as it can be. They had played 500 shows around the world, and the next thing you know, they were the biggest band in the world.
He's known as being one of the hardest working guys ever in the music business. Is that accurate?
I would say he's right there.
Wow.
He's right there. If anybody works any harder, then they get no sleep at all.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's amazing. And then it was in the, I mean, I wish we had so much more time. It was in the mid-90s, somehow you picked up the band Kiss, which today is still absolutely incredible. Your work with Gene Simmons.
Yeah, they're awesome to work with.
What's that like? My understanding is that Gene and Paul Stanley were brilliant business guys behind the scenes and just put this thing together, and somehow you picked them up right along the way.
That's pretty much it. I mean, those guys are very smart guys. Mm. And again, I think it was just my craziness and my sense of overdoing everything. It was a match made in heaven, and I couldn't ask to work with better partners than Gene and Paul, I can tell you that.
With Gene's television program, was that your concoction? Did you come up with that?
No, that's all Gene.
Unbelievable.
Gene comes up, he comes up with more stuff. And he's relentless, this guy. You talk about a hard worker.
Really?
And he's right there. He's always on it.
You know, it's...
He's always on it. Paul's got a huge, huge art career.
I heard.
Yeah, he only started a couple years ago.
I heard he made a couple million last year.
Absolutely. He's going to make more than that this year.
Unbelievable. I got to get him on the show sometime, one of these
days. He's a very interesting guy.
Yeah, and the one thing I want to credit that my understanding and the people that I know Gene really well, Gene never, ever tolerated drugs in his band.
No.
Never.
Not with anybody.
Right.
He doesn't like smoking. He won't let anybody smoke around him. He doesn't like anybody drinking. You know, there's no alcohol, and he's not an evangelist. You can do whatever
sure.
you want to.
Not around
him. He just doesn't want it around him.
And he's a good family man, isn't he?
Great father. Great father, you know, great partner with Shannon. And Paul is like the best parent. That's what he'll probably get, you know, if they had an award for best parent. Paul and Aaron would probably get it.
Is there a greatest single lesson that you've learned that you want to share with our young people listening today that are going to go into business?
You know, I don't know if it's the single greatest lesson, but again, I think it goes, don't think you know what you're doing.
Mm.
When you think you know what you're doing, duck.
Wow.
So listen to everybody, and you'll gain knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not about you, it's about the other people. If you want to be in the music business,
yes,
it's the music business.
Mm-hmm.
Get in a van with a band and go around the United States for 1 year trying to make it.
Mm.
And if you can stomach that, then come and see us.
It's true. People couldn't envision how difficult that is.
Yeah, that's a tough gig to get out there and sleep on floors and all the rest of the stuff. But
wow,
that's what it really takes. It takes that dedication of 24/7.
Well, Doc, I wish I had 24/7 to talk with you because this show went so quickly. You're an awesome guest. I hope someday you'll rejoin us when you get a break.
Absolutely. You let me know. I'd be happy to. Sure.
I also want to thank Melissa Madden is her last name, correct?
Yes. My assistant for 20-some years now.
Well, I'll tell you, she's an awesome executive. Spoke to her on the phone. She was great. And our friend Leah McCallopy, and also, folks, the team here at Legends of Success. Michael Parks, producer, Lori Gunder, and each and every week, my best friend, the intelligent and beautiful Billy Resnick. You've been listening to Legends of Success, the most original success stories in America. I'm John Resnick. We'll see you next week.
Mike Hewitt here. With these last 2 years of endless Mueller rumors, the destruction of Flynn, the many character assassinations, and all the other cases tried by the media before a court of mob rule, I found myself seeking words from our founders on justice. Jefferson said, "I deem one of the essential principles of our government equal and exact justice to all men of whatever state or persuasion, religious or political." He said, "I consider trial by jury as the only anchor ever imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. When we allow the media to grab us with their nonsense against fellow citizens, we do our union of states a disservice. We do a disservice when we declare someone guilty. That's what investigations, charges, trials, and jurors determine. Evidence, not media talking points." Visit themikehewittshow.com and tell us what you think.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House now reacting to reports that some members of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team are dissatisfied with Attorney General William Barr's initial characterizations of that final Russia report.
I think he's laid out very clearly what his assessment is and have full confidence of that.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders dismissing the claims made in the New York Times.
Look, I have full confidence in the Attorney General and his assessment. He's one of the most respected members of the law community in the country.
AG Barr released the four-page summary of the Mueller report, and in it he claimed there was no evidence of the Trump campaign conspiring with Russia, and it didn't make a call on whether the president obstructed justice. FBI Director Chris Wray is testifying at a House hearing at this hour on global threats to the United States, and Wray says they've never been greater, and he's warning against complacency. And this is USA Radio News.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
A teenage boy found in Kentucky claims to be Timothy Pitson, an Illinois boy who disappeared in 2011 when he was six. The boy telling police yesterday he was able to escape captors and run across a bridge into Kentucky. Timothy Pitson's aunt says,
"We hope it's true. What's hard is the story that he escaped from captors, and your mind goes in too many directions that you don't want to think about."
After Pitson disappeared in 2011, his mom was found dead in Rockford, Illinois, of an apparent suicide. Three more women now say former Vice President Joe Biden touched them in a way that made them feel uncomfortable. One of them, a former White House intern, telling the Washington Post Biden pressed his forehead to hers and told her she was a pretty girl. A total of seven women have now accused Biden of similar types of behavior. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The pilots on that doomed Ethiopian Airlines jetliner followed all the procedures provided by Boeing as they fought to keep the 737 MAX from crashing minutes after takeoff. That's the finding of the first official report on that February crash that killed all 157 people on board. Ethiopia's transport minister telling reporters a short time ago the crew performed all the procedures provided by Boeing but were still unable to control that 737 MAX. The transport minister says investigators didn't find any foreign object damage. There had been speculation the plane might have hit birds that might have damaged the engines. Immigration officials are working to deport nearly 300 people arrested in the biggest worksite raid in more than a decade. Immigrations and Customs Enforcement arresting 280 people yesterday at a cell phone repair center in the suburb of Dallas. ICE had gotten tips that CVE Technology might have hired people the company knew were illegal immigrants. An ICE agent tells reporters some workers at the center were using fraudulent ID documents. And Google Assistant users can now enjoy the voice of singer John Legend. The tech giant making the announcement yesterday, the singer is voicing the virtual assistant for at least a limited time in the U.S., including weather forecasts, singing happy birthday, and personal anecdotes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that.